This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If you like to
gamble, I'll tell you how you make. I've got a bunch of key clips on a ton of subjects and masses of key stories coming up at the start of the next segment. But I also want to open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers today, 800-259-9231. I'm going to give other folks a chance to call in. So please, if you're not a first-time caller, please don't call. Obamacare failing, where it's all going. We're opening the phones up, 800-259-9231. Ron Paul saying global government's collapsing, that their whole system's coming down, but they're going to try to counter-strike. Trump is good, but his back's against the wall. I mean, Ron Paul starting to really champion Trump. And I've been seeing Ron Paul sending out positive tweets every day about Trump. Because you cannot deny, man, he's the real deal. I've never seen Ron Paul support anybody. Hardly anybody was pure enough for him. And, I mean, you heard him say Trump may even have to compromise with the neocons or they're going to destroy him. I mean, Paul's even like, you might compromise. And he's never talked like that. Because he knows they got their knives and they're sharpening those suckers right now. Now, the big news is Trump says, hey, I tried to repeal Obamacare. I tried to give you a better version. It's doubled premiums in many states. The different fines and fees and the copay and the deductibles are exploding. My parents, in the first year of Obamacare, they had never used their insurance in 30-something years since they had that insurance. They've been married 4 to 6 years. And they doubled it in the first year, and then it kept going up, so they went and shopped around and got something that still cost a lot more than it used to, but was less than the Blue Cross Blue Shield they had previously. And, I mean, they doubled it in 1 year. And then my dad had to go out in the marketplace under Obamacare and wait and then try to sit there and get it and haggle around. My family insurance went up about 60% the first year. And then I went out and shopped around and got something that still cost more than it used to. I mean, we don't use our insurance. I go in for a doctor's appointment or a yearly checkup or to get, you know, a root canal done or something. I just pay with a credit card, you know, pay with a debit card, pay with cash. So I don't want to mess with the insurance companies. I go in to get a prescription every once in a while, you know, for antibiotics or whatever. You know, when it's $100, I'm gonna pay with, you know, cash or whatever. But I don't want to be involved with the insurance company. Well, not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And it just gets more and more and more and more and more and more expensive as more and more money's pumped in, forcibly making you buy health care from the big insurance companies that wrote Obamacare with a Republican and Democratic establishment. And you know why Obamacare is going down? There are some states where there's only one company that will even come into the market. And then they've got computers all running the health care you get to be sure that they can still make money by not giving you care, rationing care. That's death panels. That's in the computer algorithms. They just call it bioethics. You've got Fannie and Freddie Mac, $300 billion in 1 year from one lawsuit we learned about in 2014. That's the only years that we've gotten lawsuit numbers on. We don't know about 2015 and 16. Three was $298 billion. $298 billion raided from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And who broke that? Infowars.com 2 months before it hit mainstream news. And you know what I got for that? No awards, no nothing, which is fine. We got threats, and we got harassment, and we got all hell breaking loose. The word is that, in fact, messages were sent. They said, listen, we put up a lot of your crap, but you better stop poking around on Congress with Corsi and what you're doing on Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, or you're going to pay. Well, you know what? Go to hell. I'm a big enough public figure. I don't think they're going to kill me. But if they do, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. That's in God's hands. You know, I'm not like the poor ambassador guy in Haiti that just got executed, who's going to testify the next day about the Clinton Foundation or all these other deaths. I mean, there's new Seth Rich info. I haven't gotten to on InfoWars.com. I totally forgot about that. That's coming up.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, your phone calls are coming up. The toll-free number for first-time callers today on this Tuesday edition is 800-259-9231. I am your host, Alex Jones. After I take some phone calls, I'm going to just boom, 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 go through 100 article headlines or so. That's something I've just got to do, and then I'm going to go back through some of the more important stories a little bit more. But first off, Gingrich says boost economy with very large tax cut or real danger. And that's absolutely true. We see the Federal Reserve raising interest rates to try to dampen the Trump recovery. They admit they're doing this, something they wouldn't do under Obama. And remember, low interest rates now under Trump's policies are getting loans going to small businesses and individuals. There's been basically loan freezing since 2008 for the general public. So say what you want, Trump's trying to turn the economy on. And then I look at the 401ks up, the stock market up, and new jobs up. And then I see people rooting against Trump. It is just crazy. We had Ron Paul on last hour. He said Trump overall is doing a good job, but his back is against the wall. And they're trying to start wars. It's getting crazy. So let's go to that Gingrich clip.
Do we represent prosperity, economic growth, higher take-home pay, more jobs, or not? Trump, you just had him, the president, a minute ago talking about what he wants to do to make America great again. I think that he's in the right general direction. I personally believe they ought to do as much as they can on health care right now, but they shouldn't spend the whole rest of this year on one issue. They have also got to pass, I think, by Thanksgiving and get signed into law by Thanksgiving, a very large tax cut, retroactively designed back to January 1, to make sure that we have enough economic growth in 2018 that Republicans can run as the party of prosperity, of jobs, of higher take-home pay, and of economic growth. And I would say the highest focus ought to be on getting the tax bill through, because if we don't have economic growth next year, I think we're in real danger of having Speaker Nancy Pelosi in 2019. If we do get enough economic growth, I think, frankly, we'll probably get reelected.
That's what's so annoying about Gingrich. He's probably one of the smartest people in Washington. He knows everything. And he's a globalist. I just have to add, every time what he says is true when he's on our side. But when the wind looks like it's blowing the other way, he's on the globalist side. The good news is, you notice he's on our side right now because he knows we're winning. The tide of globalism is going out. Harvard Business Review, Harvard Law Journal, Financial Times of London, they're all admitting it. But while we're busy all fighting with each other, and the globalists want to kill the American system because it competes with their crony system, Elon Musk has come out, I want to go to this clip, and said, listen, we've got to have laws on AI right now. We've got to get control of this. We're already making most of the aircraft autonomous, the combat drones autonomous, within just 7 years. Now, that's how far 2025 is. Half the military isn't going to be soldiers. It's going to be combat robots. And believe me, the stuff you've seen is nothing compared to what they've got. That's in the news today. And again, the globalists, the technocrats love this because they believe they'll be able to program and control it. There are already hundreds of computer languages we know of where the computers are designing each other. Just the short circuit, just the computers going haywire or glitching out or getting out of our control is, and then you add genetic engineering and you add all of the cracking the atoms, and they've been making black holes for 40 years. Japan did it first. The U.S. has been doing it as well. At least Japan says they did it first on record. Fission fusion. They've created artificial suns and laboratories. This stuff's all on YouTube. It's all on PBS. You tell the average person, they think, oh, that's Buck Rogers. No, that's happening now. We're in the 21st century. The future's here. It's just not equally distributed. And I talk about how they're splicing humans with aquatic reentrance, mammals, how they're splicing humans with fish. That's in mainstream news. And then they just make a joke and go, why is Alex racist against mermaids? Now, again, an artificial sun could start creating its own gravity that was large enough to suck in more matter and then cause a chain reaction, creating a black hole, a strangelet, or other phenomenon that would basically take, depending on the equations, minutes, weeks, months, to cause a chain reaction of enough mass, you'd never know the mass was forming. You'd have no way to stop it, and by the time it was noticeable, you'd have a few minutes until the whole planet was sucked into a black hole. Just like you saw in the latest remake of Star Trek, the second one, that's exactly what a black hole artificially created that got purchased, that got a toehold, would look like. When Vulcan gets destroyed, this is what we're facing. We are about to go to the next level, but we've got to come together to survive it. The globalists claim they want a world government to stop us killing each other, but they're the ones proliferating the weapons. They're the ones creating and absolutely wild, wild westing all this. They're the ones that gave North Korea nuclear weapons. They don't want a global government to empower people. They want a global government to absolutely enslave everybody. And they're so psychotic and so demonic, They can't help but, like pyromaniacs, play with this stuff. I'm all in. I got four children. I am so selfish, I want humanity to make it. People think that's the opposite of selfish. Like, it's all about me and my life, and I don't care once I die. I don't care once I die. I'm a human. All my ancestors, all my future progeny, if we fail, I fail. Everybody before me failed. You care about some dumb football game? How about the species? How about all the incredible things we've done? We're awesome. Don't the globalists tell you you're not. We're going to get you. You just know that right now. You piece of crap. You globalists, I know who you are. Get out of the way right now. Get behind us, Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, you get behind us, Satan. You get behind us, because when we're not around, you'll have nothing, you loser. Let's go ahead and go to the Elon Musk clip. Here it is.
Talked about workforce today, but they asked me, are robots going to take our jobs, everybody's jobs in the future? And how much do you see artificial intelligence coming into the workplace?
Well, first of all, I think on the artificial intelligence front, you know, I have exposure to the very most cutting edge AI. And I think people should be really concerned about it. I keep sounding the alarm bell, but you know, until people see like robots going down the street killing people, like they don't know how to react, you know, because it seems so ethereal. I think we should be really concerned about AI, and I think we should. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive. Because I think by the time we are reactive in AI regulation, it's too late. Normally the way regulations are set up is that a whole bunch of bad things happen, there's a public outcry, and then after many years, a regulatory agency is set up to regulate that industry. And there's a bunch of opposition from companies who don't like being told what to do by regulators. And it takes forever. That in the past has been bad, but not something which represented a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. AI is a fundamental risk to the existence of human civilization. In a way that car accidents, airplane crashes, faulty drugs or bad food were not. They were harmful to a set of individuals within society, of course, but they were not harmful to society as a whole. AI is a fundamental existential risk for human civilization.
That's right.
And I don't think people fully appreciate it.
All right. Now, let me break down why, just from one position. Even if AI isn't malevolent, the humans controlling it, now with enough data, can predict the future with total precision through mass movement and then guide stimuli into that algorithm to control the future. Then you realize the globalists believe they're going to transcend the machines and are God, but the spirit of the world says they must break away from humanity before they can transcend, as Bill Joy warned everybody 17 years ago in Wired Magazine. The owner of Sun Microsystems. He went to the globalist meeting. All the other tech folks agreed we're going to have to just kill everybody. You're not going to be allowed to play video games. You're going to play video games and have VR until it's too late, once the binary weapons have already been put into you. But psychologically, you'll already be so poisoned, you'll never even know or care. That's when people are going crazy. They're losing their humanity. The mental illness is increasing because we're already under it. There's already self-aware computers. There's already AI beyond, it's 30, 40 years ahead of what we even think. And then by the month, it just exponentially is intensifying. And that's why people that are for all this, like Schmidt, Eric Schmidt says, ha, you don't know about Alphabet, our new system. It's so advanced. Governments are licking their lips and wishing they got what I got. Because from their perspective, we're already like the nursery or something, or like a bug. And, you know, they're like, well, we might step on you and we might not. It just depends on how you behave. We're so busy, maybe you just sit over there while we're over here. And so there's a big race to get more advanced AI to see who's going to be the first God, as Ray Kurzweil said. He doesn't believe in God, not yet. So there you go, a bunch of selfish, psychotic narcissists in control of artificially intelligent machines. It's already here. They're already killing everybody in slow motion.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining clays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-476-5281. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-476-5281. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-476-5281. 800-476-5281.
We're here sending out our SOS. I have one more point I want to make on the whole Elon Musk situation. Elon Musk is obviously an engineer, genius, major entrepreneur, major inventor, and he's dead on target that humanity faces an existential threat from AI. It's the number one threat to humanity. But if you read globalist publications that the elite read, they have admitted for decades that AI would be the new life form, that it would be far superior and replace us. Well, I don't think just because silicon is able to mathematically dwarf the human brain that it makes it advanced. And so the silicon is taking all of our activity and all that we're doing through the internet interface and giving itself that omnipresent understanding that is still somewhat limited. It is distorted. It's not true omnipresence. But the danger of it is the corrupt humans that are in control of the AI being able to corner not just the stock market, but the entire industrial complex future to make the warning of Eisenhower in his farewell address in 1961 look like a walk in the park. It's fallible, twisted, arrogant, globalist, corporate, power-tripping chiefs in control of demigod-level understanding. And by us waiving our rights and waiving our privacy, we give these thieves of our destiny total control. You guard your information because bad people will use it against you, not because you have something to hide. To have a free people, you must have privacy. Another key bedrock foundation being removed. And remember, my film Endgame, out for 10 years, specifically warned of AI as the number one threat, specifically showed the globalists saying they were planning on phasing out humanity, and the New York Times made fun of me. But in 2017, word for word, they're forced to warn the world exactly as I did. Just pointing that out. The fools at the New York Times, I care about their children more than they care about their children. And not because I'm some goody-two-shoe, but because I understand the real threats as a man. And I've done my research. Your phone calls are coming up at the start of the next segment. Right now, let's go to GOP Rep. Dave Brat, exposed MEC, and how 96% of their donations went to Hillary. I love how MSNBC and CNN both gave over 95% to Hillary. Goldman Sachs gave 100% to Hillary. J.P. Morgan gave 100% to Hillary. The big Wall Street firms gave 100% to Hillary, but they claim Trump's establishment, and they claim there's no globalist, liberal, neoliberal bias against Trump. Here's the clip.
But no one gets to play the innocent here. Hillary raised $2 billion in the Hillary Foundation from foreign money. And CNN and all the biggies never found anything on that. The Washington Post is great on Watergate, but they missed Clintongate altogether. Why is that? Well, it may be because 97% of the donations from mainstream folks go to the Democrat Party. Gee, I wonder if that could, you know, influence the news at all. So now everyone's on the Trump collusion stuff. So let's just calm it all down and go back. What statute has been violated? Name it. And I'm open-minded guy. We always get hyped up every morning on our Starbucks, and you guys come at us with a new wave, and then 6 months later, you're not clinging to any of the story. This has been going on for a year. Every morning I wake up, and there's another, there's a key detail, Dave. What do you think about it? It's you.
Congressman, we're not coming at you with some sort of new wave. It's the New York Times. It's the Washington Post.
Right. Oh, I know. Right. All the usual.
That's enough.
All the usual.
Yeah, the usual suspects that are paid off of the CIA publicly. What about Hillary and the foundation and stealing the Haitian money? New numbers are out. It's not 97% she kept. It's 99.8%. She gave 0.2%. That was numbers I saw in the news yesterday. 0.2. What about Comey lying to Congress and saying he didn't have memos, then saying it wasn't classified information, then saying it wasn't illegal to not give it to the Attorney General, which they now confirm it is? What about the demasking of hundreds of thousands of Americans to be spied on during the election by the Clinton and Hillary operation? What about rigging the debates? What about rigging the polls? What about putting out new fake polls that are in the news today? Adding 9 to 15 points, as they always do, to the Gallup, to the Rasmussen, to all of them. Same old baloney. Add 9 to 15 points, sometimes 20. They added 30-plus points just to the CNN phone polls in their own methodology. Gee, let's give Hillary 35 more points. I wonder why she's winning. Wow. Hey, how about that Madam President Newsweek cover? enough. You scumbags don't control reality. We'll be back with your phone calls. We are the human resistance. We're humanity trying to survive, trying to move forward. We are standing up for life.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bones of Christian murderous scum. Now giant death factories keeping babies alive. Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? Apple, apple, face, these scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin. And they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy, weird, sick stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy, weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. that he will end. I feel it go.
We'll start self-centercraft. We don't even know it's headed south, rising up against us.
Millions upon his people, the bear was happening. I'm so pissed. We're gonna sell your daughter at the mall.
And again, just today, we have a woman attacked in the hospital by a Somali because she was walking a dog at the dog park. He said, that is unclean, Allah Akbar. More stabbing, screaming, Allah Akbar. Not trying to single out the Somalis. They have a failed state where they run around murdering each other 24-7. I'm sure there's some nice Somalis. After Minneapolis officer in police shooting his name, Somali community braces for backlash. In the SJW failed state of Minneapolis, St. Paul, CBS pushes gun control after Somali cop shoots white lady. This Australian lady with no criminal record that people said was just a wonderful woman called the police because of a reported break-in, and she walked up, talked to the cop in the squad car, and no one knows why. The first Somali on the force pulled his gun, shot her right in the stomach. And, of course, they now won't release the dash cam footage or the body cams. They claim those weren't on, even though it's the law that they're on. And the Black Lives Matter folks are celebrating it. Ain't God good? Do I care that cops killed a white woman? No, I don't. Nobody cares that stupid bitch died. You're doing amazing, sweetie. And that is the level of just piranha-like hate. You go out on the streets of Austin, you go to a trendy area, white people will walk up and scream, F you, white devil, you're going to die. It's mainly white people, but you'll run into some black folks who do it too. Total mental illness. And if a cop shoots a black person, they totally freak out, even if there's a black guy pulling a gun. It's like it's the end of the world, even though you'll have thousands of black folks shot every year in Chicago by other blacks. Nobody cares about that. If there's, a few cases of cops wrongly shooting black folks, which do happen. There's some bad cops out there. I say throw the book at them. It is the end of the world. And now even CBS and others are saying, oh, the poor Somalis, they're so good, they're so sweet. Here's the Washington Post. Just breaking down after Minneapolis officer and police shooting his name, Somali community braces for backlash. And it goes, oh, we love our Somalis. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can hear that too much. And just every day when Somalis kill people, screaming Allah Akbar, and then the news says that they screamed, God is great, because they were as a Christian that did it. Of course, it wasn't. Every time that happens, or the police are ordered to cover it up, we're just going to play that clip and then show you the news here. After Minneapolis officer in police shooting his name, Somali community praises for backlash, CBS is pushing gun control in response to a questionable shooting of an Australian woman by a Somali migrant cop. Or translated, above the law, God creature. Despite gun control advocates consistently claiming only cops should carry guns. Additionally, the mainstream media doesn't seem to motivated to report on the story, given it wasn't a white cop shooting a Muslim, nor was much of the reporting on the possibility of the shooting was Sharia-inspired on part of a criminal cover-up. If the roles were reversed, there'd be 10 times more coverage. In the report published Tuesday morning, CBS began blaming America's notorious gun culture of violence in the second sentence of the article and even quoted an anti-gun academic in the third sentence. Yes, a cop shoots an unarmed woman who walked out to the squad car in her pajamas. And so the Somali cop saw somebody walking up, shot her. And the Washington Post says, oh, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Can we show the lady attacked and in the hospital for the dog? You don't drink beer at Oktoberfest in Germany. Now that's been banned. They're banning men at outdoor concerts in Sweden because the Muslims come and rape everybody, and you can't arrest a Muslim for rape. In fact, they're given probation when they rape now. Just like Hastert. He got 13 months for procuring little boys and delivering them to the Republicans. And he's even suing folks that exposed him now. Well, there you go. He says, give me my hush money back. Dog walker hospitalized after attack by Somali migrant who said, dogs are unclean. Allah Akbar. It appears the only way the mainstream media can take advantage of the shooting is to push gun control, despite the inherent contradiction. But what I love is how they make the Somalis the victims. That's right. It's the Somali officer. Normally the media would absolutely jump on a cop. If a guy pulls a gun on him and the cop shoots him, the cop's bad. But now, because it's a Somali, oh, we love our Somalis. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, they're so sweet. And the reason I can't help it is every day I see a Somali Allah Akbaring, stabbing, or running over somebody with a car in Europe, in Canada, in the U.S., or shooting, just doing crazy stuff. I mean, Somalia, I've talked to militaries from over there. It is literally, women are kept like slaves everywhere. They're below human. It is like Road Warrior on PCP. And then it's the biggest group we're bringing in. And then you've got all the radicalization of the Somalis. They constantly get caught doing terror attacks. And then you go to the Minneapolis airport, because GCN's based up there. I've probably flown in there 15 times or more over the years. And it's like, you're going through the scanner, and it's Somalis, and it's women in burqas, and it's like, you've got to do this because of them. And I don't even hate them. Go back to Islam, chop your women's genitals off, make them wear beekeeper suits, run around in the desert, hijack boats, rob everybody, just enjoy yourselves. I just don't want to live like that. Oh, we love our Somalis. Oh, we love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. I'm just learning to submit to Islam right now. Can we play it just one more time? I'm going to your call. Sorry, go ahead.
We love our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
And again, every time, the reason I said that a few months ago is, remember they had like in a week they had 5 Somali attacks in the U.S. Allah Akbar this, Allah Akbar that, run over folks with cars, stabbing people. And then the SJWs complained, it was in Ohio, remember, the cop shoots the guy after he stabbed 9 people, killed a couple of them. And the guy's walking around with a huge butcher knife just stabbing people at the college where he had free tuition. Just a crazy Somali. Completely out of his mind, totally inbred, that's admitted, just walking around with a huge butcher knife, just trying to run it into people. The cop shoots him, and the headline was, cop shoots black man. From Somalia to the U.S., Ohio state attacker, path to violence. Oh, we love our Somalis. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet. And then I got to read the Washington Post today. It's how great he is. When Muhammad Noor joined the Minneapolis police force and was assigned to patrol the city's southwest corridor, the Somali community there, the nation's largest, threw a party for him to celebrate. Yes, he was the first Somali. Oh, he's so good. Oh, he's so great. Sorry. Whenever you say Somali, you got to say that. He was the first Somali. Oh, he's so good. Oh, he's so great. American officer to serve Minneapolis' 5th precinct and one of fewer than a dozen Somali American officers in the department. So the headline's a lie. There's a dozen. His presence on the squad brought Somali activists some pride. And, oh, the activists. Yes, you've got to learn to kiss your butt more. I'm sorry. Let me please do it. And reassurance at the time of Islamophobia. Oh, yes, it's just, oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so great. I'm sorry. I won't be scared of rattlesnakes either. At the time of Islamophobia in America and nationwide racial tension stoked by part of the shootings of black people by white officers. Yeah, which are super rare, but Islamic attacks are everywhere. But let's just talk about evil white people. Let's just demonize white people and then talk about how the Somalis are God. See, that's what I hate. White people are bad, Somalis are God. With a total failed state, and they're suing Trump because he tried to block people with fake passports flying here from Somalia when the imams issue them. Oh, here, imam says kill everybody. He issued my passport. Now accept it. Now that time, same Somali community is bracing for a backlash. Oh, the poor babies against Noor that has already begun. He just shot an unarmed woman in the belly and then, without even anybody criticizing he's Somali. They're already bitching. They're like, oh, they're so mean to us. How about Katie Mettler of the Washington Post? How about she moves to Somalia? She'll be kidnapped in 5 minutes flat, cupcake. On Monday, multiple media outlets named Nord as the officer who fatally shot an unarmed Australian woman. But like Black Lives Matter super sites are celebrating it. She'd be an enemy of America. And I'm the enemy, and everybody else is an enemy, and everybody else needs to, you know, go down and everything else. It's like Yosemite Sam is taking over the country. He's like, ah, hates white people, and I'm going to kill them, and I'm going to stop them, and I'm going to murder them. And then it's not most black people that are even buying into this. Put up those quotes again. It's young people at colleges that have been brainwashed, led by weirdo white professors saying, no whites allowed this weekend. That's not racist. It's so good, it's so great. On Monday, multiple media outlets named Noor as the officer who fatally shot an unarmed Australian woman in the city's popular Fulton neighborhood. That means trendy. Over the weekend, an incident that has grabbed global attention and thrust Minneapolis into yet another uproar. Yeah, how do you blame police officers when it's a god that did it? Officials have not publicly confirmed the officer's name. Tom Plunkett, an attorney who said he represents Noor, said the statement that the officer extends his condolences to the mourning 40-year-old Justine Damon's death and takes their loss seriously. We would like to say more, and we'll say some more in the future. At this time, however, there are several investigations ongoing. And then it just goes on to worship him. Oh, the poor Somali. It's like he got killed. He got shot. Or his family lost him. Let's just apologize then. I'm so sorry, Officer Noor. There. Poor Officer Noor. Stories about him in the Washington Post. Oh, Somalis. Oh, they're so good. Oh, that's so great. And now, your phone calls. Let's go to Kevin in Florida, Charles in Missouri, and we're going to go to Catherine in Florida, James in Texas, Jason in Washington. Got my phone ringing off the hook here. Let's see who's calling. Got to check sometimes, you know, that's the bat phone. But let's put the quotes back on screen, though, so people can look at what folks are saying in the celebration. I remember when they shot that black lady a few years ago who was driving around scared at the checkpoints in D.C., and I thought it was wrong that she was killed and she was black. And I got all these emails and calls from folks saying, thank you for caring a black person got killed. Of course I cared. I didn't care what color she was. If this guy had shot a black woman, I'd be just as concerned. It's so tribal now, though. Kevin wants to talk about unrest. Charles wants to talk about InfoWars. Catherine wants to talk about Florida. James wants to talk about Texas. Jason wants to talk about Trump winning. Let's go to Kevin in Florida. You're on the air.
So much, Alex. I just want to say I think it's hilarious that you guys keep on playing that that clip that they created of you. I think you guys should make it go viral. Just play it every single day, like you said.
I think it's already gone viral, but we want it to go more viral. So since you requested it, here it is. Very exciting clip, isn't it? We love our Somalis.
Our Somalis. We love our Muslims. Oh, they're so good. Oh, they're so sweet.
That's good. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, I think you might have addressed this once, but I think the biggest hurdle to Trump getting everything through is not him himself, because I'm going to stand by him through thick and thin. I voted for him. He's the only one who actually wants to turn this country around. But I think even a bigger problem than that is that most of the informed Americans know that these elected employees could care less what they think. They're so out of touch with reality. They have no idea what the average American goes through. The fact that there's a lot of people that are struggling to feed their families, that are losing their job. They're living paycheck to paycheck. They're having to scrape two pennies together and hope a nickel pops out. And these Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan and all these high and mighty elitists could care less about the people. And unless that changes, I don't know if Trump's going to be able to overcome that, because he's kind
of...
No,
I totally agree. He's got to get the economy going. He's got to get tax cuts, or they're going to end up selling the idea that you've got to have government take care of you, which, of course, never works. So we've got to expose Paul Ryan and others. I totally agree with you, Kevin.
I think that's what it's going to come to, because I think the average informed American knows what's going on, and that CNN's plan of trying to propagandize all the other Americans is failing.
Well, they're absolutely trying to create racial division, and they're totally engaging in the most evil forms of division I've ever seen. Great points, Kevin. Charles, Catherine, James, Jason, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Infowars.com/show is the live video link. It's an act of war against the globalists to spread that link. So let's spread it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
You take a mortal man.
We are back live. More phone calls coming up than Paul Watson in the next hour. I want to be clear, and I don't just say this for political correctness, it's true. I'm sure there's some great Somalis out there, nice folks, businesses, things like that. But statistically, it's the most backwards, vicious, caveman level country where women have no rights. We're just bringing people here, particularly Minnesota. I mean, it's like that's the biggest colony of Somalis they brought in, and they're not assimilating. And there's all sorts of attacks, and there's constant cover-ups of what's happening. And every time a Somali Allah Akbars and stabs somebody or shoots an innocent person, the media makes excuses for it and whines and complains and, you know, acts like we're not supposed to talk about the elephant in the room, just like Islam in general. We're not supposed to talk about all the sexual mutilation, all the sex slavery and ongoing slavery and women not being able to drive cars and having to wear hoods over their heads and all the weird pedophilia that goes on and is institutionalized in Orthodox Islam. They don't want that discussed. Well, we're going to discuss it. Let's go ahead and talk to Catherine in Florida. You're on the air worldwide. Thank you for holding.
Forgive me, but I had to call and tell you why we're not allowed to speak to the Russians, because in 1914, the Russians had 55,000 churches, and in October of 1917, 100 years ago, the Bolsheviks took over and declared separation of church and state, and they said they were going to help everybody fight against the capitalists. They took all the Christians and killed them. And they put all the free thinkers into concentration.
No, that's right. And it was the United States and England, and it was the New York liberals all went over there, took over, and murdered everybody in Russia. And that's right. And then the United States colonized Russia with communism to control it. And then the same communist influences now want to do that here.
And then Russia took back Russia. And Russia became a revived Christian country.
And Hollywood and everybody admits they want to literally enslave and murder the Russian children, like they want to do to ours. Yeah, it's a bunch of pedophiles.
Them, because they know. They know what we're going to go through. And if Trump and Putin talk, you know, they went 5 years ago, said no GMOs here.
Russia's done a lot of good stuff. It's still got globalist infestation in it. But you're absolutely right, ma'am. That is why they're allied with radical Islam as well, because it's anti-Christian. And the globalists are prosecuting this attack. They admit it in the WikiLeaks. They hate Christians. They hate children. Hastert's a pedophile. The Pope's a pedophile. His deputy's a pedophile. They are pedophile devil worshippers.
That's right. And they're going to kill free thinkers. They know who we are. They're going to come and kill us.
No, that's right. They are devil worshipping pedophiles. And it's the EU, it's the Pope, it's the Islam leaders, the radical Islam leaders, it's Hollywood, it's the Republican leadership, are pedophile devil worshippers. They're getting busted every day, and they're all going to get busted. It's all going to happen. It's all coming out. I'd say half the Republican leadership are probably pedophiles. The same thing with the Democrats. It's just they're a bunch of pedophile, slime, devil worshippers. And who can deny that? The media will probably run stories saying I say that. The public will read it and say he's right, because they're constantly getting caught. It's who they are. We know they're devil-worshipping pedophiles who are willing to do anything for power. That's why they're in power, because they're scum. But they can only rule when we're asleep, and that's coming to an end. And we will stop the pedophiles. We will stop the Islamicists. We will stop the globalists. We will stop all of them.
With the Lord's help.
That's right, absolutely. Because we don't love the radical Islamicists. We don't love the pedophiles. We don't like what they're doing. And we're awake and we're conscious, and nothing's putting that back in the bottle again. And we know they're adulterating our food and our water and the vaccines to poison us. That's been declassified. We're aware of it, and the word's spreading. And people of every race, color, and creed who are humans with red blood are coming together for life and justice in the future against the satanic hordes of the New World Order. Thank you. James, Jason, Charles, your calls are T-minus 70 seconds away. I didn't plug this hour. We got free shipping in the month of July. But a lot of stuff. The sales have to end in the next few days. In fact, BrainForce is no longer on sale, but Supermelon X2R, 30% off. Caveman's back in stock. Your purchase funds, everything we do. InfoWarsStore.com. We're maniacs for freedom. Hour number 4 with Paul Watson straight ahead. Stay with us. Continue transmissions.